Yes.
I'll move on to betting, as I've already explained that I met you and Beryl last year, and it's that meeting that inspired this chat show, so thank you very much, or it's all your fault, yes, whichever way you want to look at it. So, you were born here, I believe.
That's right, yes.
So, what brought your family to Morden?
Well, my father's parents moved from Wimbledon Park, and they had a house built towards the end of the Great War in Garth Road. And at the time, there were two blocks of cottages towards the London Road, and there was a space between the cottages where people had allotments, where most of the people grew their own vegetables. And opposite, there were just fields as far as you could see. And further down past the brook, there was a block of cottages called Briar Cottage.
Oh, yeah, I've got pictures there somewhere.
They were built in 1900, and they'd got long back gardens for allotments, but I think a lot of those have got growing wild now, and people don't bother to do the gardens. But the cottages are still there. And then next door, there was a house called Rose Cottage, and the Potter family lived there. Mm. And then my grandparents' house, they had the house built next door, and that was called Garth Villa. And there was lots of ground behind the house where my grandfather kept pigs, and he slaughtered them for meat.
Yeah, I've got a nice picture of the slaughterhouse there with all the pigs hanging up there. A beautiful picture. Those of you who are vegetarians, shut your eyes now. I've also got a nice picture of your grounds, of the piggeries and such like, from the maps. 1913-14, it was just a little bit between behind Garth Villa, and by 1933 it expanded to where your dad had bought some land.
Yes,
that's
right.
It was his own cottage, wasn't it?
Well, my grandfather had, and his wife Nora had seven children, three boys and four girls, and my father John was the second son, and he was taken a prisoner of war in the Great War, and he had lots of interesting tales to tell about the war and about what happened when he was a prisoner. And my grandma used to send him parcels which he used to share with his mates in the prison camp. And when he came home, he married his girlhood sweetheart and bought the ground next door to my grandparents and had a bungalow built. While he was waiting for the bungalow to be built, they rented two rooms in Briar Cottages from an old lady called Granny Baxter. And this was where my eldest sister, Joan, was born. But Beryl and I were born in the bungalow. There were fields right from the bungalow, right next door, right down to where the cemetery is now. Mm-hmm. And some of it was common ground, and the gypsies used to come with their painted wagons and camp on the common. And then in the corner opposite the cemetery, where the cemetery is now, was a large pond where we used to go and fish for tiddlers and tadpoles and put them in jam jars. And then on the side opposite my grandparents, on the other side, opposite my grandparents' house, were fields where my grandfather used to graze cows and horses.
So you had cows and horses as well as pigs, right?
Oh, yes. And this land was from where Hayden Court is now to where Mondale House is. And then the Oakes brothers had a breeze block factory next door to my grandparents' ground.
Right.
And then there were two old cottages after that, and then it went on to where the factories are now, the rest of the factories are now. And then from Hayden Court down to Salcombe Drive, there was an orchard on the opposite side of the road where a gentleman named Mr. Waters, who lived in Briar Cottage, had the orchard, and he had a son called Reggie, that if you were caught scrumping, you were in for trouble.
That's it.
And in 1935, some land was sold for building, and the house where I now live was built. It was bought for £5 deposit, and the repayments were £3.11 a month. Mind you, that was a lot of money in those days. I've seen lots of changes in Garth Road, from a very muddy lane to a very busy road. I wouldn't buy a house in Garth Road now, but I won't be moving either, because I think it must be a record. I was born in Garth Road in 1926, married and moved down the road in 1950, and I still live in the same house.